powerful readings that we were blessed with today. And the first reading brought us to a town called Bethlehem. You may know it from the Christmas carol, Bethlehem, O little town of Bethlehem. Bethlehem, that's where God told the prophet Samuel to go to search for a man called Jesse. When God called him to go there, Samuel's immediate response was one of fear. He was afraid that King Saul would kill him. And God told him exactly what to do. And that was, come before the Lord in his spirit of sacrifice, and then seek Jesse, and have his sons brought before him. All seven sons were presented, and the Lord was still looking for someone else. Samuel asked Jesse if he had another, and so he sent for his youngest son, David. Ironic that the king would come out of a town called Bethlehem. Bethlehem is the house of bread in Hebrew. A king would indeed come from that town. He is the bread of life. His name is Yeshua. Yeshua is Jesus. How comforting and challenging is that psalm for today, Psalm 23, written by none other than the shepherd king who was anointed in our first reading, David. And today's Holy Gospel is all about seeing. When Jesus was asked by the Pharisees who was responsible for the blindness of the man in today's Gospel, he responded, neither this man nor his parents sinned, but this happened so that the work of God might be displayed in his life. As long as it is day, we must do the work of him who sent me. Night is coming when no one can work. While I'm in the world, I am the light of the world. An interesting reflection on that is that night is coming when no one can work. Are we not in a time where no one can work except for few? Isn't it ironic also that we've been praying for a long time for shut-ins, and yet we find ourselves now all being shut-ins? But I want to take this a step further. Jesus was referring to the lack of light in this man's life to demonstrate that when light is introduced, it's a complete and total change, a transformation. You know, I've often taught about you walk into a dark room and you don't see much, but when you turn on the light, you see everything. And Jesus states emphatically that he is that light. You know, during this pandemic, we, of course, need to be taking all precautions, washing our hands, staying 6 feet away from people, staying home if at all possible. But I need to encourage you, one of the most important things that we need to be doing is looking to Jesus, who is our light. There are a lot of people who might be afraid of what that light could reveal in their lives. In fact, Jesus told Nicodemus, who was one of the leaders of the synagogue, of the temple, he was in the Sanhedrin. He told him that very same thing in John chapter 3, right after he told him about God sending his son, that whoever believed in him would have eternal life. Jesus told him, this is the verdict. Light has come into the world, but men love darkness instead of light because their deeds were evil. Everyone who does evil hates the light and will not come into the light for fear that his deeds will be exposed. But whoever lives by the truth comes into the light so that it might be seen plainly that what he has done has been done through God. That's John chapter 3, verses 19 to 21. And they come right after that infamous or beautifully famous John 3:16. People usually stop at 3:16, never going to 17 through 21, revealing the truth. Jesus sheds more light all the way through to verse 21. Well, I hope that your relationship with God, with Jesus, is more like a huge floodlight rather than one of those pencil flashlights. Jesus invites you to encourage each other today and be encouraged yourself. See him as the light. He encourages you to put away spiritual blindness and, like the man, to truly see who Jesus is for himself. Now, I need to share with you two other verses of scripture before we move further. One is the Apostle Paul wrote to the Ephesians in Ephesians 5:8-14. For you were once darkness, But now you are light in the Lord. Live as children of light. For the fruit of the light consists in all goodness, righteousness, and truth. And find out what pleases the Lord. Have nothing to do with the fruitless deeds of darkness, but rather expose them. For it's shameful even to mention what the disobedient do in secret. But everything exposed by the light becomes visible, for it's light that makes everything visible. This is why it is said, "Wake up, O sleeper, rise from the dead, and Christ will shine on you." And then Jesus had these words in chapter 16 of John, verse 33. "I have told you these things so that in me you may have peace. In this world you will have trouble, but take heart. I have overcome the world." Indeed, we can hold on to those words and realize that Jesus indeed has overcome the world. It is a sad news that we got this morning that there is one tested positive case at Coffee Regional Medical Center today of COVID-19. And what we need to do about that is pray and continue to pray.